Nika has traversed Europe from east to west and back. Born in Ukraine and having grown up in Prague, she went on to study in Edinburgh and Iceland. Now Nika lives and works in Vienna and partly in Prague, creating installations and photographs of almost dreamlike creatures and spaces. I visited the incredibly articulate and spirited artist in her Vienna studio and spoke to her about her work, life, and the different art scenes she's experienced. I began by asking her to describe her art and the technical approach.
I work a lot with found materials, old furniture, old objects, kind of things that are coming from our general shared surrounding, probably most of them coming from a living space, so household objects and things that you probably would recognize. Maybe you have some emotional connection to them, maybe that's the first time you see them, but you could potentially identify them or parts of them. So I take the things that we know and take the things that we're familiar with and put them together in a different way and try to bring out their hidden qualities and hidden associations. I guess my recent inspiration is in mythology and as well in contemporary mythology. I try to rather than going back to the original mythological characters, I tried to recreate them using contemporary materials and using contemporary associations. Technically, I combine photography and sculpture, so I create, I guess, they're photo sculptures. So they're compositions created specifically for the photograph, for the photo shoot, and they're taking a part in the end of the photo shoot. So in the end, the artwork is a photograph. And I do combine it with actual sculptures and objects. And I work a lot with space and kind of try to create like an all-around experience, allowing you to walk in the space, kind of build your own narrative from all the hints I lay around.
And you have an exhibit at the Windows Gallery for the Czech Center in Vienna. Can you describe the idea behind it?
Originally, I haven't created for that space. It was for another exhibition. But I usually work in my installation that way so they can be adapted to a specific space. And I thought that is one of my works that will work well with a space where they offer. It's a very specific space. It's kind of like a window display in a way, but it's also closed from the back. So it gives you like a display cabinet in a way that you see from the outside. And the series that I made there, it's a series of small objects. They're all hanging on branches, like the actual branches from the forest, which seem to be growing out of the wall. Again, here I'm working with mythology and the boundary between living and not living and trying to create a new kind of being. The series is called Headhunter, so it's a wordplay in the same way like my sculptures is a kind of a play with objects. So I tried to take this expression, which became quite contemporary, as a, like a headhunter, a person who recruits people for jobs, but at the same time, looking back in the original meaning of that, it's someone who's actual hunter for heads, and then kind of taking this word out of its usual context, putting it in a new context, you really wonder who this headhunter is. Is it a person? Is it a creature? Maybe that kind of led me to those creatures that I ended up creating. So they do look a bit like heads, but it's really hard to say because they don't seem to be body parts, but they seem to be just a very simple creatures living their very simple existence.
You're quite a world traveler. You lived in Prague and in Edinburgh, and now you're in Vienna. Why did you decide to come to this city?
I was born in Ukraine, and my family and my parents moved to Prague when I was about 8 years old. And for me, that was never really like a place where I was born. It was just another place where I lived. And after living in Prague, I kind of kept going. So I moved to Scotland and I thought, why not? Why not go somewhere else? I was just so used to it. And after Scotland, I started exhibiting my work. I started to have more shows. And one of the shows that I had was in Vienna. And that's the first time I actually been in Vienna, which is very funny because it's very close to Prague. I wonder why I never made it here. I really liked it, and I met my boyfriend here too, and I thought maybe that's a place where I would like to be for a while. So, and I have been here since 2009.
Do you think that your kind of constant movement in your life, geographical and cultural in a way as well? Do you think that informs your art as well? Do you think it appears in your art in any way?
I think it does. Maybe not in a way which has anything to do with specific countries, but more in a way the experience of the traveler, of the person who doesn't have a particular home. I kind of take this idea of home as something very, you know, a conservative idea of home as something permanent, something where you're born, something where you live. And this concept adapts to the situation of this traveling and making your home in all the different places. So yeah, some of my previous works had more to do with the living space and how you make your new place into a home. How even when you move in a hotel room for a couple of days, you still put your coffee cup on a specific place and your book in a specific place, and you unpack your things and put them in the cupboard. So you start to build up those compositions around yourself and try to create the kind of comfort zone, even if it's temporary. And this is the same process like you do when you move into a flat. Yeah, it's about building habitat.
Maybe we could go back a little bit. You started talking about mythology and that it plays a big role in your work. If I can link it to your kind of international background, maybe give us an example of a way that the different mythologies of your background combine in some of your work.
I guess start of my interest in mythologies comes from this living space and comes from this experience of living in a lot of different places, in a lot of rented flats and hotels and different countries, different places, different habits. And I came to see the living space as some kind of like a safer, controllable version of the outdoors. So we try to build it around ourselves in a way that makes us feel comfortable. At the same time, we have some segments, some parts to it, which are symbolic of the outdoors. For example, we have the light on the ceiling. It is somehow a symbol of the light which we have outdoors, so we would feel uncomfortable without having that. But at the same time, it's something that we can turn on and off. It's not going to burn us. It's not going to be too bright. And yeah, so I guess that brought me to this idea of mythologies, of the idea of, for example, of light and water and heat and those very basic elements which exist in this living space. At the same time, even if they're much more controllable, I would say, to still make the shadows and the dark corners and the spaces under the beds and all those things where the potential phobias and demons can hide, you know. So
you also can now compare maybe the art scenes in Vienna, in Edinburgh, in Prague. If you can, compare maybe how the Vienna art scene differs from the one in the Czech Republic.
I think when you come to Prague for the first time looking for contemporary art, you're probably not going to find a lot because it doesn't have such a prominent place like it is, for example, in Vienna. So the average person on the street probably would not know anything about it. And when I came to Prague the first time after finishing university, I had a feeling it's all very slow there and all quite improvised. I have a feeling it's changing, and now that I see that it's changing all the time. It's always new things starting, new projects, new spaces opening. And I think Vienna has a similar type of cultural scene to Prague. It's just in recent times, Vienna became much more international. People come here for residencies, for traveling, for projects. And here I feel like I'm in a good place to be. I'll just stay here long enough and everybody will come to me, you know. So it feels like everybody's coming to visit all the time. In Prague is not yet like that, but it's getting there.
Have you had any shows in Prague? Have you had a chance to work with some institutions or artists there?
I always try to have some shows in Prague just because I try to get to know the people and become a bit more part of the scene. Just recently I had an exhibition in the gallery of the National Technical Library. So the show was just finished on Thursday, so 2 days ago. And yeah, there are a couple of other things coming up. I think mostly a show in Vienna, but maybe like a third of my exhibitions are in Prague.
To look a little bit into the future, are you working on something new?
Now I was just working on a new photography series. It was about the coat of arms and trying to recreate this idea of this coat of arms with contemporary ingredients. For me, it was quite fascinating, this kind of a logo or like a brand of the family. And it led me to think about families as some kind of a political structure in a way. You know, every family, big or small, they have their intrigues, they have their backstabbing, they have their strategies, you know. It was for me quite interesting to look into in that perspective. And I already have my next project planned. Actually, it will not be a sculpture or a photograph. It will be something to do a bit more with text art. It's about fortune cookies. So it's a slightly different direction of my work, perhaps. And I guess it's again to do something with this mythology and the predictions, because it has a very specific language to it. It has to apply to any given person who will read the prediction. But at the same time, it has to sound like it's just about you. And that I found quite interesting. And I wonder if that will still work, if it's presented in a different form, if it's not the secret message, not element of like getting it out of the personalized cookie, you know. So I started to look a bit more into that. Perhaps this interest in text is one of the themes I was working on when I was still studying in university, but I kind of left it for a while, and now I would like to come back to it.